If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Help me tie up the ends of a dream. I gotta know, would you go with me? I love you so.
AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The administration makes a choice. President-elect Donald Trump picking longtime campaign co-chair Susie Wiles as his chief of staff.
Susie has been at the campaign for many years, since the beginning. The question is, how does she transition that role from a role in the campaign into the White House, managing the Oval Office? Will she be able to do that effectively with her boss in the West Wing? That is the big question, and we'll see how her management style is and if she's effective in that way.
ABC's Catherine Folder is at Mar-a-Lago. Three people have now been charged in connection with the death of One Direction member Liam Payne. They are accused of supplying and facilitating the use of narcotics, as well as abandonment of a person followed by death. Payne fell from his balcony on the third floor of a Buenos Aires hotel. Five hospitalized, more than 60 arrested after violence broke out following an Amsterdam soccer match. Israeli fans believed to have been targeted. An investigation underway. This is ABC News. ABC News has learned that hackers working for China broke into the phone used by one of President-elect Trump's lawyers.
New details on the length Chinese spies will go to infiltrate American politics and President-elect Trump. Multiple sources tell ABC News hackers working for China's intelligence service broke into the phone used by Trump's lead criminal defense attorney Todd Blanche. The sources say in the lead-up to the election, the hackers gained access to Blanche's text messages and captured audio recordings of some of his calls. We're told most of the communications involved family and friends, but the FBI is working to determine whether more sensitive contacts were compromised.
That's ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky. Questions following the Federal Reserve's quarter-point interest rate cut on Thursday. The central bank suggesting some uncertainty over the pace of future cuts. Donald Trump's election win this week could reshape the economic outlook for the country and drive up prices. I could stall further rate reductions, Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying it's too soon to tell. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. Your boxes are wrapped and the gifts are in. Our employees are ready. Let the holiday ride begin. Let's start with the price. It's easy to manage when you ship with the reliable USPS Ground Advantage. In just a few days, it's sure to arrive. We're working nonstop to keep the spirit alive. USPS Ground Advantage, the affordable and reliable shipping solution for the holidays. Visit usps.com/advantage.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin delivered victory remarks in Madison Thursday. While Republican Donald Trump took the state's presidential vote, Baldwin eked out a narrow win of some 29,000 votes over Republican challenger Eric Hovde, who as of Thursday had yet to concede and could still request a recount. Wisconsin Republicans are feeling pretty good about this week's election results, holding on to legislative majorities. Unofficial results as of Wednesday showed Democrats had narrowed the Republican Assembly majority as well as the GOP Senate majority as Democrats picked up four seats in the state Senate. And Governor Tony Evers orders flags to be flown at half-staff today to honor former lawmaker Jonathan Brostoff. Brostoff was elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly in 2014, representing a Milwaukee district until 2022. Following his time in the legislature, Brostoff was elected to the Milwaukee Common Council.
There's something about a plate of warm cookies that sends you back in time. Relive your childhood memories with this year's We Energies Cookie Book. Pick up your copy and start creating new memories. Go to weenergies.com to find a distribution event near you. Thank you for making us a part of your family traditions. From all of us at We Energies, we offer you warm wishes for a bright holiday season. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Thanksgiving ham and turkey special going on now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Order now through November 18th and pick up starting November 20th. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand for more information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Are you a chronic interrupter? Incapable of letting other people talk? Do those people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have a 120-night sleep trial so you can get your money back if a bed's not right. That way anyone, even someone like you, can sleep
all night.
Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny and it will be warmer today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon with wind northwesterly at about 5 to 10. Tonight, 34. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds and showers in the afternoon, 55. Sunday, morning rain, afternoon clearing, high of 54. If you are looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway, or maybe you're up for some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Hardly breathe, and I'm in so totally right. Yeah, she's my lady luck, hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country, hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite riding dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can make up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper, I made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Love, you're getting lazy. You're forgetting to give me sweet sugar words that I wanna hear. You've been neglecting me. You know jealousy, it is bitter as a green spring berry. And just like fruit from a fickle vine, you turn sweet in the nick of time. Love, you only come alive when you're losing me. And it's a childish game. I got to shake you up just to wake you up to make you love me. Sugar tree till I feel your love falling all around me. You gotta tend to what you planted, and if you take my love for granted, baby, I'll shake the sugar tree. Another night. About the way that it used to be. A little time's gone by. Now do you think that I'm content with a cooking and a pen of the rib? No, I wanna know if your love's all spent.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Pam Tillis and Shake the Sugar Tree here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-30s across the region. More sunshine on the way today. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Todd Gleason is in our newsmaker segment, talking about South American soybean production as well. Well, housing and registration is now open for Commodity Classic 2025. Ah, yes. And that is going to be held at March 2nd through the 4th in Denver, Colorado. And we will be at this year's Commodity Classic, as we always have in the past. And this time, a short flight from Minneapolis to Denver. But you can just go to the Commodity Classic website and register for that. Again, they're titling it Elevating Excellence in Agriculture with Commodity Classic. Again, March 2nd through the 4th in Denver, Colorado. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is a little bit different here today. We want to talk about the highly pathogenic avian influenza that's occurring in dairy cattle, especially lactating dairy cows. We attended a ADSA-sponsored webinar with four specialists from around the United States recently, and here's kind of what the update information is and changes that are happening as we speak. First seen in Texas in 2024, now it's moved into 14 different states. 400 different herds have been impacted with the influenza, and of that, California is highest, had the highest number of herds, but of course they're looking for it as well. There has been well over 16 million birds have been destroyed since April as well, so certainly it is an agricultural challenge. Just recently, the USDA came out and they're now going to take milk samples in those 14 states to determine how broad of challenge it's going to be. And then once they get that program set to go, they're going to sample all 50 states. So certainly we're jumping in on this under the direction from the USDA and the American Association of Bovine Practitioners at this point. There is a voluntary program, but only 60 herds have jumped in on the voluntary program, and there's some hesitation on that as well. So let's talk about what are the guidelines and strategies that came out of that panel of four. Well, first of all, a key factor, Bill, is going to be the local veterinarian. He or she becomes a critical person because they will identify that in the herd and, of course, the signs including changes in milk composition, fever, illness on cows, dry matter intake, dramatic drop in milk production, and that's then reported to the state veterinarian. Bulk milk monitoring, as we just discussed, is going to be expanded on the USDA here to try to slow down the movement of that as far as that goes. What does a herd do? Well, to try to avoid the problem, and we've been lucky in Illinois not to have one at this point, is trying to improve herd immunity through nutrition and biosecurity. That means not trying to expose any animals coming onto the farm that may be carrying that. It appears at the milking stage might be as good a transmission point as any. If an animal is found in a herd, then it should be quarantined for at least a month until the veterinarian inspects that animal and determines it can then return to the herd. It may also have much lower levels of milk yield, and therefore in many cases these cows end up being culled. It appears that there's less problems in pastured situations, probably reflecting just the density of the animals and exposure of these animals versus a high-density freestall-type operation. It can affect just one quarter, and of course once it gets in one quarter, it goes to the lymph nodes, the lung tissue, and spreads through the animal. One of the concerns we should be aware of is raw milk. Raw milk pasteurization will kill the influenza organism. But that's the good news. But if you are drinking raw milk or raw cheeses, you are at risk. What will happen is that usually we lose electrolytes to combat this disorder, to help this cow recover. Antibiotics are not going to be effective as far as that goes. And, of course, the key there will be early detection and treatment under the supervision of your local veterinarian. What about vaccines, Bill? Well, there's some discussion potentially in the poultry and maybe in the dairy area. I believe there's several different universities working on trying to get a vaccine to inject into these cows as far as that goes. And, of course, the good news is that basically there's no risk to the human population at all. So you can enjoy your cheese, your ice cream, your butter, and your milk products without any concerns as long as that has been pasteurized in the system. Certainly, the other good news is that at this point, there is no kickback from other countries. We sometimes see that in other diseases as well. So our take-home messages include, number one, that H5N1, which is the common name, is a serious threat on dairy farms. Management of it is key to this, and your local veterinarian is a major player in working with you. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
The latest United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP29, occurs later this month at Baku, Azerbaijan. According to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack,
COP29 is also going to include a special day designated to food and agriculture, as was the case for the first time in Dubai in COP28.
With global emphasis on ag's contributions and work in climate mitigation efforts, such as the Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities Program, and internationally through the Aim for Climate Initiative.
So there's a lot to talk about, a lot to report, a lot of progress that's been made, and the fact is that we're going to continue to see significant investments in all of these efforts. There's a lot of activity in this space that we can be proud of.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Was a city boy. Me, I was his pride and joy. But she came in between. She was a Hollywood dream. Fly 309 to Tennessee. Oh, I nearly gave way, but
But she came in between. She was a Hollywood dream. Fly 309 to Tennessee. Oh, back that airplane for me. Ticket maker, make a ticket out, 'cause I'm about to leave behind me the kind of love a girl can do without. I'm going where he'll never find me. On Fly 309 to Tennessee. Oh,
up on his buckles and shipped his saddle to his dad. By the way the house looked, she must have took it bad. The workers come on Monday to fix the door and patch the wall. They say she just went crazy the night she got the call. Well, he was up in Wyoming and drew a bull no man could ride. He promised her he'd turn out. Well, it turned out that he'd lie. And all the dreams that they'd been living in the California sand, dying right there beside him in Cheyenne. They say she just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that if you go down by the water, see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. They never found her body, just her diary by the bed. It told about the fight they had and the words that she had said. When he told her he was riding, she said, "Then I don't give a damn. If you never come back from Cheyenne." They say she just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Nobody can explain it. Some say she's still alive. They even claim they've seen her on the shoreline late at night. 'Cause
branches of shining. Yes, every night she walks on beaches of shining.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Garth Brooks and the Beaches of Cheyenne here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 38 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, December milk up 15 to 1938, January up 9 to 1938, February and March milk not traded, February at 1923, March at 1922. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 1 to 180, 40 pound blocks steady at 175, no trades on the day, cash butter down 1 1/4 to 260, 6 1/4, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 to 138 and a half, no trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 1/4 to 63 even and 4 trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the live and feeder cattle markets today, well, the markets will closely watch for the WASDE report today. That will also have a lot of positioning with the markets, and any developments in the cash cattle markets and even the cash hog markets just haven't been a lot of trade on that side. And so the traders have been a little bit cautious with that. But with that WASDE report coming out today, there'll be a lot of positioning as well here in the livestock sector, at least before that report comes out. December live cattle opens today at 185.82, February 187.42, April 188.25, November feeder cattle open at 247.65, January 244.32, March 242.25. December hogs open at 81.20, February 85.30, April 89.17. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are still relatively flat. Soybeans lower. Wheat also lower. Now, there's a lot of positioning ahead of the USDA supply demand report that will be released later this morning. Also for soybeans, still seeing some additional pressure in the soybean markets. Again, concerns about a potential new trade war with the new administration coming in still has the trade a little bit nervous. And so they are also moving those bean prices lower this morning ahead of that WASDE report, even though so far demand's been very good in corn and beans here as of late. December and March corn up a half. December at 428, March 441. May up 3/4 to 448 and a half. New crop 25 steady at 447. November beans down 7 1/2 to 1008. January down 6 1/4 to 1020. March down 5 1/4 to 1032 1/4. New crop 25 down 5 1/2 to 1043 1/4. December soybean meal down 230 to 296.20. December soybean oil up 4 cents to 48.36. Chicago wheat, December down 1 1/2 to 570. March down 3 to 586. Minneapolis wheat, December down 5 to 597 1/2. March down 3 3/4 to 620. Meanwhile, in the energy markets, they're lower this morning. December crude oil down 84 cents to 71.52. January down 79 cents to 71.17. Meanwhile, December gas down a cent to 204, January down a cent to 201. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 363, December 373, January 376, New crop 25, 392. Cash beans 941, December 946, January 951. New crop 25, 964. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 372.5, December 377.5, January 387.5, February 390.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 382, January 392, and new crop at 4 even. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 377, cash beans 946, and January 951. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 382, new crop 25, 397, cash beans 941, new crop 25, 959. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 389, April 423, May 425, new crop 25, 409. Cash beans 987, April 1016, May 1019, new crop 25, 990. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 375, January 379, cash beans 944. For January at 954. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 172 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 150 to 174, market cows 100 to 122, bulls 129 to 153, calves at 250 to 1000, beef steers 140 to 325, Holstein steers at 145 to 255. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 125 and down, goat markets, does 150 and down, bucks 205 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 177 to 185, finished beef heifers 177 to 183.50, finished dairy steers 168 to 178, market cows 94 to 114, market bulls 130 to 149. Market hogs, meanwhile, 50 to 90. Light sows at 53.50 to 59.50. And heavy sows, 58.75 to 62.50. Boar markets, 22 to 26. That is Check of Markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But it was 5 years later on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She
said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. But the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said a heart don't forget. Something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, close that suitcase. Let's turn this thing around. We've got everybody talking all over town. But if you have to leave, well, keep one thing in mind. Oh, this one's gonna hurt you for a long, long
table to help me understand how love can go so wrong between a woman and a man. But just beyond the door, here's what you will find. Girl, this one's gonna hurt you for a long, long time. A long, long time is forever. And will I get over you? Probably never.
You can't walk away from true love and leave your feelings all behind,
'cause this one's gonna hurt you for a long, long time.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Two South American nations account for 60% of global soybean production. Todd Gleason has more on how this competition will play out on the world market.
The growing season, of course, is just kicking off in Brazil and Argentina. It comes as U.S. farmers are wrapping up what's a record-setting soybean harvest here. Combined, the North and South American 2024-2025 total production could be enormous. Brazilian farmers are now in the field planting. It's expected they'll increase acreage by about 3% to 117 million acres, says Joanna Colucci.
This marks the slowest growth in a decade, driven by lower profit margins for farmers.
Slower growth, yes, but still there will be more acres, particularly in the center-west of Brazil, including the state of Mato Grosso. The whole of the area produces about 60% of Brazil's annual soybean crop, says the ag economist from Illinois.
Still, if weather conditions help, Brazil's soybean crop could hit 6 billion bushels, a new record.
By contrast, U.S. farmers are expected to harvest about 4.5 billion bushels of soybeans this fall. The planting season in Brazil started late, but has caught up pretty quickly. It was 54% complete as of last Thursday, according to the consulting group Ag Rural, and now ahead of last year's planting pace. There are unconfirmed reports, too, of Mato Grosso soybean planting being 80% done. Further to the south, farmers in Argentina have not begun their planting season. However, it is expected they'll increase soybean acreage by 7%, producing a 1.7 billion bushel crop.
In total, South America is projected to produce around 8.7 billion bushels of soybeans in the current crop season, contributing to what could be a record global production of 15.7 billion bushels. With this global supply surge led by a record U.S. harvest, we may see further downward pressure on soybean prices.
South American weather, of course, will play an outsized role from now until February in setting this price.
Thanks, Todd. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Expect more sunshine today in our ag weather forecast, but rain chances will increase as we head into Saturday. Now around 1/10 to a quarter of an inch of rain is expected through Sunday. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 51 to 56, relative humidities at 42 to 47%. Northwest winds at 5 to 8, shifting to the north at 5 to 7. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 31 to 36, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Light winds becoming east at 5 to 7. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower late, lows 46 to 51, relative humidities at 63 to 68%. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, rain, and highs 50 to 55. Monday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. Thursday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
It's perfectly fine to keep your rabbits outside in their hutch for the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bunnies don't mind the cold as much as we do, but they will need protection from harsh weather as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes.
Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you.
Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
As we're bundling up for colder temperatures, your rabbits are wondering what the big deal is. They're hardy critters, and it's fine to leave them outside in their hutches as long as they're protected from rain, snow, and wind. Bob Bennett raises rabbits and has also written several books about them. He says a cozy winter rabbit hutch will be made of wire with a roof, sides, and a cover in the front for when the weather is bad.
You might be tempted to put wood shavings or straw on the floor of the hutch for extra protection. But Bennett says bedding is not a good idea.
It gets wet from urine. And then it gets mixed with manure, like a big manure urine pancake, and it freezes to the floor. What happens is the rabbits start sitting on it. Their feet are warmer, and they start to melt it. And when they melt it, you're starting to get foot problems, and they wind up sometimes with sore hocks.
Rabbits need extra food in the winter since they're expending energy to keep warm. Bennett says to handle the bunnies to make sure their body composition is in good shape and not getting too fat or too thin. They also need water, and it can be tricky to keep it from freezing. Bennett says there are several options, including a metal pan with taps that hook onto the side of the hutch.
A good way to do this is to fill it about halfway up in the morning. Put some warm water in there. It'll soon get cold. It'll freeze. But they can lick some ice until evening when you come and you fill it up the rest of the way. And so then that'll freeze overnight, and then in the morning you can do the same thing.
Rabbits are most comfortable in temperatures around 50 degrees. Keeping them in a shed or barn would be perfect, but don't close them up too tight because they need adequate ventilation. Find more tips for housing rabbits in the wintertime at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I told you I'd leave a light on in case you ever wanted to come back home. You smiled and said you appreciate the gesture. I took your every word to heart, 'cause I can't stand us being apart. And just to show how much I really miss you,
every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as the crack of dawn. The front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light in the house is on.
If I should ever start forgetting, I'll turn the lights off one by one, so you can see that I agree it's over. But until then, I want you to know, look south, you'll see a glow. That's me waiting at home each night to hold you.
Every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn. The front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired.